After hearing the news of Mr. Obama's victory, many African Americans across the country danced in the streets, bringing traffic to a standstill in some places. In Washington, D.C., hundreds of residents gathered outside the White House, banging on drums and chanting, "Bush is gone." There were similar scenes in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and New York City. President-elect Barack Obama gave his victory speech to a jubilant crowd of more than 100,000 people in his hometown of Chicago, acknowledging the history-making nature of the moment.
It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Speaking to MSNBC, civil rights hero and Representative John Lewis of Georgia summed up the gamut of emotions many African Americans are feeling.
When I heard last evening that Pennsylvania had gone for Barack Obama, I think I had an out-of-body experience. I jumped and I shouted for joy, and my feet left the floor and I just kept jumping. Something lifted me up and I shed some tears. And I tell you, I cried so much during the past few hours. I don't think I have any tears left.
Lewis said he could hardly believe the news, which came 40 years after he was beaten and left bloody on a bridge in Selma, Alabama, as he took part in a protest march to push for black voting rights in the United States. Lewis was also a close associate of the slain civil rights leader, Reverend Martin Luther King. Many older African Americans grew up under repressive laws that were in force from 1876 to 1965 in parts of the United States, especially the South. Those laws mandated segregation of the races in public schools, public places, and public transportation. The civil rights legislation in the 1960s ended, legalized racial segregation, and gave African Americans voting rights. Internationally acclaimed African American poet and author Maya Angelou spoke to CBS News on the morning after the election.
I'm so proud. I'm filled. I can hardly talk without weeping. I'm so filled with pride for my country. What do you say? We are growing up.
Washington Post columnist and MSNBC news analyst Eugene Robinson is African American, and he told viewers Tuesday night he would never forget this defining moment.
I think the world will never forget this moment because it is a moment of demarcation. There was a before and an after. We don't know what happens in the after, but we know it's different from the before. And it feels different to me to be an American tonight.
VOA correspondents fanned out across the country to record voters' impressions. Celebrating at a street party in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood, restaurant owner and Haitian American Lucy Coma said her vote was not about race.
We don't vote for Obama because he's black. We vote because we want change. You know, that's everybody, white, Spanish, Haitian. We don't vote because he's black. We vote because we want change. All the things he promised, that's why we vote for him. And we are so happy.
Haitian-American Julian Lewis was also at the street party.
It's a big deal for African-American, you know what I'm saying? It's about time we had some changes in life, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's happy, everybody's proud, you know? They're happy to make it. Right. The first black president out there.
Thomas, 36, is a graphic designer who talked to VOA outside a polling place in New York City's Harlem neighborhood.
Now when your grandmother tells you that, baby, you can be the president of the United States, hey, you don't have to look at her doubtful now. You can say, hey, it's the truth.
Barack Obama will move into the White House with his wife, Michelle, and their two young daughters, Malia and Sasha. The first African-American first family will likely be a powerful and hopeful symbol for many. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.